Red Film Radio, Far East Film Festival, Udine, Italy.
Red Film Radio, I'm Laura Della Corte, and we are here with the director of Office Life Without Principles, Sparrow Election, Johnny To. How are you today?
大家好，好多谢你访问我。
Hello, everybody. Thank you for interviewing me.
Talking about the election, you know, it's a unique film because for the first time we got to know on a written story, the one that tells the origin of the Young Hong Kong Triads, which are originated from Evan Heard Society 3,000 years ago. So they have existed through the time from the Qing Dynasty, the Nationalist Party, and the Communist Party. So how did you get this idea for the film Election, and for how long time you have been doing this research for shooting it?
其實黑社會這種人種或者這些人呢
So actually, Triad Society exists in many different countries and not only in Hong Kong. It exists in Japan and exists in Italy and America. And why do these people exist? It's because they try to do things in a way that is not within the law to take advantage of certain situations.
如果你去拿人著數，你係做一啲行為上邊係一個壓。So
the Triad Society take advantage and by oppressing the people who cannot the people who are weaker than them, and so they are, for me, they are the dirt and the worm of the society, and they should not exist.
In Sparrow, I came back to that. We see some, you know, qualities of classical musicals, like, you know, some touches of the old style Hollywood too. But these can be even more true for Chasing Dream too. And I found out that there is the music from Xavier Jamor, is this right? And so how is the process of choosing music in your films, if you have already, you know, decided at the beginning of the film, of the shooting, or you came along when you see the product, the final product?
当然, Sparrow是一个很...
There are two parts of the answer. Okay, first of all, the Sparrow, this film, was kind of inspired by another French film. It's called Umbrella Sorbonne, I think, which gave him a lot of inspiration. And in that French film, Umbrella was one of the most important subjects in the film. And so he thought that why umbrella is such a universal object. And it's also an object that is really romantic as well. And it kind of helped in the development. We can see how it plays an important role also in the development of the civilizations. And so he was also thinking that in Sparrow, he wanted to take this same idea of romanticism in the film, and he wants to create the a Hong Kong style romanticism with the pickpocket as a mystère of the that is no longer really relevant because it's not like a great skill. It's just some small skills, and that is going to be disappeared. So he thinks that it is, and he likes to kind of show everything that is disappearing. So he picked this pickpocketing in as one of the characters in the film. And then with this whole background of romanticism, he also decided to find a French composer to do the soundtrack of this film, which has become really beautiful soundtrack.
两人都可能的。
So I use a little bit of both. Sometimes that I have this musical idea that already kind of inspire me in creating certain important scenes, and sometimes I also like to find a composer who has totally different ideas and to use another perspective to tell the story.
Red Film Radio, I'm Laura Della Corte, and we have been here with Johnny To, director of Sparrow. Thank you.
Red Film Radio.
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.